You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. Now, one of the talks of the town here at CSUN 2024 this week, and one of the busier booths, I think, has to be Glidance. And we're joined by Amos, who's the founder and CEO at Glidance. Welcome into RNIB Connect Radio. For folk in the UK, just explain, what is Glidance?
Thank you very much, David. So I'm Amos Miller, and Glidance is the name of the company. And we are building Glide. And Glide is a new mobility aid that uses self-driving technology to guide the way. And the idea is that it's a long handle, two wheels on the ground. You hold the handle, you nudge it forward, and then Glide starts to steer the way. The wheels steer a bit left, a bit to the right, takes you around an obstacle, keeps you on the safe path, and guides you all the way to your destination. It uses cameras and radars and autonomous driving technology to do its magic.
But it's not pulling you, right?
The wheels are not motorized. You nudge it forward, you push it forward, and as you do, the wheels start to steer the way. And really the goal there is to give the user complete agency on the speed and what they want to do. You can also direct the device in which direction you want to go, and it'll keep you safe and avoiding obstacles.
Right. Can you just give us a brief physical description of the unit?
So you would hold the handle around waist level. It's not dissimilar to where you would be holding a guide dog handle, probably a little bit more in front. And then the handle goes at a 45 degree down in front of your foot, and that's where the wheels are. The wheels are, the base unit is about 8 inches wide, and the wheels are on both sides of the base unit. And along the front of the device, there are a bunch of radars and sensors that give the device a view of the immediate surroundings around the device. And then at the handle, there's a wide-angle camera that gets a good view of the front of the of everything that's going on in front, and the Glide uses those two inputs to steer, basically, to figure out the environment, plan a path, and steer the user on that path.
Can you just explain the problems that Glide aims to solve? I'm a long cane user. My wife is a guide dog user.
I'm a guide dog user myself, so I'm blind. I have retinitis pigmentosa and lost my sight in my 20s. I have always used a guide dog. I have Boots, is my guide dog. I actually got my first few guide dogs in the UK, where I lived for many, many years. I also developed Soundscape, which is one of the navigation apps that people use. I developed that while I was at Microsoft. And one of the things that I really started to understand is that we develop these really amazing technologies, but we in doing that, we have an expectation that people are already using confidently a cane or a guide dog to get out and about. And you know, it turns out that a lot of people don't have that level of confidence. A lot of people need some more help. They're still very much reliant on sighted assistance pretty much for everything that they do, especially people who lose their sight later in life. So there's a real need for, you know, how do we address the needs of people who need more help? And we really, through the research that I've done and explored different options, concluded that we need something that is physically connected to the ground and guides the person. And that's led us to the evolution of this kind of device that's easiest in the world to use. You hold the handle, you just walk, and it guides the way. It's as familiar as holding onto someone's elbow or a harness of a guide dog.
So would this be suitable for somebody who's typically a cane user? I use a long cane, and you know, I always think of the cane as a scanner to explore the area around me, you know, and sighted people, they see you sort of tap into something and they go, oh my gosh, he's going to walk into that or whatever. And it's like, no, actually, now I'm safe because I know where I am and I know where the edge of the curb is or the bus stop or whatever it is, right? And so sometimes I think the experience for a guide dog user is a little different. The guide dog you know, takes you quickly from A to B and avoids the obstacles. So this seems to sit somewhere in between both of those experiences. Is that fair?
I think it's a beautiful description. I think what we're doing, first of all, is providing another option for people, right? I mean, you can continue to use your cane, and when you prefer to use Glide for certain scenarios, then you take Glide with you, yeah? So I don't think these are one or the other. People can choose how to combine them. From our experience, cane users have been quite very quick to learn how to use Glide. You still feel the ground because the wheels are very tactile, and you still feel some of the texture of the ground. With the camera, Glide can also provide some additional information with descriptions. If you really want to, you can hold your cane in the other hand and tap around and feel other things that are in the environment. So I don't think it necessarily has to be one, exclusively right. One or the other.
Excellent. Well, I'm sure the level of excitement here, if that's anything to go by, you're going to have a lot of people watching this one very, very closely indeed.
Thank you very much. And may I say, please encourage your listeners to come to our website, glidance.io, and register your interest. We'd love to have you join our Zoom calls, which we hold every month, and talk about the device and get lots of really interesting conversations about what these kind of devices mean to the community. And then, of course, people will be invited to the pre-order program as we get there.
And I also just want to thank you for the work that you did on Soundscape. And it's brilliant now that, you know, Soundscape lives on in other forms, in other apps, but that the concept is alive and well and still being used around the world. Thank you for your contribution, Amos. We do appreciate it. So glidance.io is where you can learn more.
That's right, glidance.io. That's glidance.io. And thank you so much for the opportunity and for the warm words, David. It means a lot to me. Soundscape has been a very important development for me to understand the needs and the opportunity to enhance people's awareness of their surroundings as they get out and about. And as my wife always says, it's going to be Glide and Soundscape together. That's going to be the ultimate solution. We'll see.
Amos Miller, thank you so much for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you very much, sir.